This is St. Louis Public Radio. Ballot initiatives have become a popular method of getting around a conservative Missouri legislature. But after the success of things like Medicaid expansion, Republicans are taking an increasingly hostile posture towards proposals enacted through a statewide vote. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum explains why it will be up to Missouri voters to keep the initiative petition process intact.
Autumn Stoltz is a Springfield resident who works as a caregiver for her mother. She makes too much money to qualify for Medicaid, the federal health care program for the poor and disabled. But that would change if a proposal that Missourians adopted in 2020 expanding Medicaid is fully implemented.
I would be able to attend doctor's offices without spending $160-some-odd every time. I'd be able to get my tonsils taken out.
But Republican lawmakers are refusing to fund Medicaid expansion. And Stoltz isn't mincing words about how she feels about that development.
And they're not listening to the Missouri voters. They're not listening to their constituents. And it's really ticking a lot of people off, to be brutally honest.
Republicans have put forth a number of reasons for not expanding Medicaid, including how the ballot item did not specify a funding source and the long-term impact on the state budget. But the tussle over Medicaid expansion is part of a deeper aversion among some Republicans to voter-approved ballot initiatives. GOP lawmakers like State Representative Justin Hill of St. Charles County say it's their duty to be a backstop against measures that could have huge ramifications for the state.
So I am proud to stand against the will of the people who were lied to. Because that's our job. We took an oath to protect our citizens.
It's not really a mystery why Republicans have been so antagonistic. In recent years, left-of-center groups have used the initiative petition process to circumvent a conservative legislature on things like Medicaid expansion, overhauling state legislative redistricting, and increasing the minimum wage. Republicans like Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft say ballot initiatives oversimplify issues that should be in the hands of Missouri legislators.
There is a process that should be followed, and the initiative petition process is not a good process for complex legislation.
And it's not just Medicaid expansion. House Budget Chairman Cody Smith has also sought to slow down a successful ballot initiative from 2018 that gradually raised the minimum wage to $12 an hour by 2023. Smith says that supporters of the minimum wage hike accentuated the positive without talking about the long-term consequences for certain businesses.
And they don't really have all of the information that they need to make the most informed decision because it's simply not available to them. There are campaigns, political campaigns essentially, that are advocating the benefits of this and don't talk as much about the negative consequences of this.
It should be noted that Republicans are doing more than just trying to combat particular issues passed through the initiative petition process. They're also trying to have Missouri voters decide if it should be more difficult for a measure to get on the ballot by bumping up the required amount of signatures. And Republican State Representative Dan Schall, a Jefferson County Republican who heads up the House Elections Committee, is supportive of a ballot item raising the percentage needed to amend the Missouri Constitution from a simple majority to two-thirds.
This is the Constitution of the state of Missouri, and I think we have to hold it to a higher standard. It needs to be to a higher standard than the dog catcher election this year.
House Minority Leader Crystal Quaid of Springfield says the GOP push against ballot items like Medicaid expansion amounts to her Republican colleagues reacting against something that's becoming increasingly uncommon in a red state like Missouri, losing big public policy battles.
This fight is so unnecessary and little more than a destructive temper tantrum by petulant children who didn't get their way.
And Democratic State Representative Ashley Bland Manlove of Kansas City says the tussle over Medicaid expansion is particularly ironic since the main beneficiaries of the proposal would likely be rural Missourians who have overwhelmingly elected Republicans to statewide and legislative posts.
It's the rural hospitals that are closing, and it's the rural people who don't have the access. So they're hurting their own constituency. And I don't think that they're educating their constituency on what that effect will really be.
Many Missouri political observers believe the battle over Medicaid expansion will ultimately be decided in court. What's not in doubt is the debate over the worth and parameters around ballot initiatives will likely continue for years to come. I'm Jason Rosenbaum. St. Louis Public Radio.